Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's happiest podcast network.
Did you know they make toy smartphones for babies now? What is that? My Little Dick Pic? I don't know.
Hey guys, it's Cameron James from the Total Reboot podcast. Just letting you know that I'm doing an hour comedy show at the Sydney Comedy Festival April 29 to May 1 at the absolutely marvellous Enmore Theatre. It's in a smaller room, but that's not important. Book at sydneycomedyfest.com.au. There is limited seating, so please book early, baby!
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, what would your personal reason be for entering the Mortal Kombat tournament? Mortal Kombat! Anyway, before we get into that...
That was a Space Jam music. Going
y'all ready for this?
And as you may have just noticed, there is a fourth man in the room, and you would have also seen that this episode says featuring ATB, but we're joined by ATB!
I'm here.
20th Century Fox.
Alistair Tremblay. Alistair Tremblay Birchall in the flesh.
Yeah. It is so nice to have flesh and to be here with it.
I've got some terrible news. We're entering the Mortal Kombat tournament, so that flesh may be optional.
Flesh
sometimes
is temporary.
You gotta sacrifice some flesh for a bit of, I guess, a bit of like, what is it? Like, you know, a bit exposure?
Yeah.
Like, would we really be talking about Jax if he actually had arms instead of sweet metal arms?
Yeah. The metal arms are what sets him apart from everybody else. Dusha, what is the Mortal Kombat?
So basically, the Mortal Kombat, it's a fight between the realms. There's Earth realm, Other realm.
Others.
Is that the
Devil realm?
Did they come up with that one first?
Yeah. Corn realm.
But it's like a big global thing everybody's entering, right?
Well, yeah. No, it's not a global. It's a realm-wide
thing. Yeah.
You know how many realms there are? Table realm.
A two, it sounds like.
I will say that I did, before we launched into the episode, say, I'm like, I know Mortal Kombat. I should be right. I just realized after this happened that I'm basing my knowledge entirely off the 1995 film, is
with
not how most...
Lambert.
Yeah, as Raiden.
Yeah.
So the tournament is put together by Old Gods, I think, and like the winner gets control of the realms, I think.
Okay.
Shang Tsung is a bad guy who runs the competition.
One of the winners, I believe, of one of the Mortal Kombats, because doesn't Shao Kahn come in? Yeah. And because he's the main villain in the next one.
Yeah, so Shao Kahn is at the very end of the movie. Spoilers.
Okay.
Anyway.
Then you got Goros.
Yeah, he's...
I love Goros.
Let's take a few steps back. So, obviously, Mortal Kombat is like a mythical tournament sort of thing. People don't really believe it's real. But then when people start catching wind of it, they all like start being like, I'm entering this competition, not knowing how high the stakes actually are. Your life.
It's a real blood sport.
Yeah. Like, legitimately.
Yeah.
More of a blood sport than the film Bloodsport.
Yeah.
Now, but it's called Mortal Kombat, but there are a fair few kind of almost demon, sort of immortal seeming people in there, right?
Kind of a misnomer.
Now you can kill them. You can kill a demon.
Yeah. You can like, take the spines or whatever.
Like God enters. He shouldn't. But then I think he loses his mortalness or immortalness.
Not in the film. Raiden stays to the side and he's just like guiding everyone.
Mm. Yeah. Tricky. Well, I'd like to enter the Mortal Kombat because there's a prophecy that I'll win. I'm the chosen one. So that's why I enter.
Okay.
Because it's my destiny to be the king of Mortal Kombat.
Who's told you this prophecy?
Who did some guys? I don't know. Some monks.
So you were just like
some school children I was passing some older by boys. One night.
You were sitting at home finishing off a super sized Slurpee.
Yeah.
Hanging out
on my porch.
Toddlering it on your porch. T-shirt, no pants.
Whoa, making that noise because the Slurpee was huge. It was one of those, you know, when they bring your own container days.
So, yeah.
And I my eyes were bigger than my belly. I brought in like a plastic top. And I'm sitting there, mouth sticky from the Slurpee, bugs coming at it, trying to get the sweet sugar. Mm. And then some monks come and they're like,
some monks.
Excuse me. And I'm like,
what?
You're prophesized to win the Mortal Kombat.
Uh-huh. All right, count me in. So that's pretty much how you expect it to go?
Yeah, pretty much, by and large.
Are you going to practice? Fighting.
What is this competition?
Yeah, I don't know.
What kind of tournament?
Are the monks telling me that's...
Are you asking any questions?
Is it a Slurpee? I just get into their limousine or whatever. Their monastery.
You sort of think from the name Mortal Kombat that maybe it's fighting, but also the combat spelled with a K. So it's like it could just be some gamer thing.
Mario Kart spelled with a K too.
It's good if I see it spelled with a K, like they're like, you're entering Mortal Kombat, and they hold up a sign that says Mortal Kombat. Huh, I don't know that word.
When you see the logo.
Combat with a K. I don't know that word.
It could be like French combat or something like that. It sounds like it could be duck
Mortal
liver.
Mortal Kombat? I don't know what that is, but I'll get in the limousine.
Yeah, I like the what monks do you know that drive a limousine?
These ones.
Oh, okay.
And in French, little petit mort.
Well, yeah, petit mort. Oh,
that
sounds
like could be an orgasm.
Oh my god, is this where I get off? From
battle of the
battle?
Big orgasm.
Oh my god, I'm in. Maybe I will be training.
I've been training for this my whole goddamn life since puberty.
In the back of the limo, you guys don't mind. Do you
put both my legs up on the middle seats or whatever? The monks just turning to
like, sort of like giving birth position.
Yeah.
I found that this is actually the optimal way to achieve orgasm. And
how
like,
lucky
what?
Is it I'm not wearing pants? That was just happenstance.
Want to hear something fucked up about the birthing position that I learned from our good friend Adam?
Yeah.
So like generally in like you know how we in Western society shit wrong.
Yeah.
And like how we sit down on a toilet, that's wrong because everything doesn't line up.
Yeah, you're
meant to be squatting.
Squinch your colon.
Same thing for birth.
Oh, really?
But it was, I forget which era, but it was just like a French king who was kind of like, no, this is going to be better for the doctors. And they were like, oh, that makes sense. He's like, and I also want to watch.
Oh,
that makes less sense.
But like, he really liked to watch.
Oh, no. Oh, ooh. No.
And that's why we women give birth on their backs.
Because it is better to give birth in a squatting position, right?
I believe so. I don't know. As a man without a uterus, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I think we can decide here.
Yeah. Definitively.
Yeah.
The idea that a baby is falling, though, is pretty funny.
Yeah. It is true. That is pretty
like
funny.
The doctor is doing doctor stuff, but also has to catch.
Yeah. I guess in nature, they're landing on like not concrete, but just like, I guess, some grass or some rocks or something. Just some gravel or something like that.
Jagged rocks.
If a dog gives birth in a driveway.
Yeah. You know, you're hanging off a branch, off a cliff.
A tarmac.
Yeah. At the airport in between about to board.
A deer gives birth in the tarmac at an airport. Do they stop the planes?
What did deer get in?
I don't know.
I think that would stop the planes if anything was on the tarmac. It's not meant to be there. I think that's kind of part of the tarmac.
I thought it might be like, you know how those big trains in the middle of the Australian desert, they'll just like run down a camel because like that's better than stopping every camel on the road.
And why do you know that?
Anyway, Jackson just finds out this fact as he's got his feet up on the seat of the limo, and he realizes, oh, it's better if I point my dick downwards. That's probably the more natural way of
I'll
doing
it. I'll do it onto the floor of the limousine. Yeah, that's better.
That's why it's absorbent, right?
Right, that makes sense. Then I guess the monks, when they take me to the monastery, are like, no.
I like that they've waited. I don't want to let him finish.
I imagine what's probably going to happen is one of the monks just does like a thing and then freezes you.
Mid-orgasm. And then they've got to carry me to the monastery. And then they've got me like sitting in the middle of the church, and they're like, the moment we unfreeze him, he's going to come. I don't want to do it. I don't want to watch this. Then presumably eventually they bite the bullet.
Put you outside. Just unfreeze you.
Oh, what is happening?
Well, it was cold. No, I'm all right.
Yeah. Do they eventually give me pants? I think that's the most important question.
That's a you decision. They might offer you a robe or a pants or some kind of like outfit to wear.
Let's say they give me at least some pants. Maybe some pants that are a bit too big for me because they're meant for someone else. Like the real question is, do you think they could teach me to fight in, say, the month before Mortal Kombat begins?
So I think that what will probably happen based on the interactions they've had with you is they wouldn't train you, or they'd train you wrong, knowing that the consequences of you not knowing how to fight is your swift decapitation. And at this point in time, they're probably like, that's good for us. The prophecy is wrong.
Or they're going to be just like, well, he's prophesied to win.
Yeah.
So if we don't have to do anything, he'll just win.
Is that how prophecies work and stuff? Like, if you're prophesied to do a thing, you don't need to try?
Yeah, presumably. You're prophesied to do it.
Yeah, or you kind of end up accidentally trying. You know? And then you're like, oh, yeah, because you go to undergo some kind of hardship, you know?
Yeah, maybe it's, I don't know how I'm going to be training, like, combat just accidentally at the
I just feel you will actively fight against it, though.
Any kind of training,
like them throwing things at you to try and, like, catch.
Throwing something at me, I have no reflex, it just whacks me in the head. Stop it.
I can't catch, guys. This is bullying.
At what point do you think the monks might just either give up and be like, I think he's going to Magoo this. He's going to just Magoo his way to winning.
To a sweet victory.
A lot of the Mortal Kombat stages have like pitfalls. So, I mean, you could.
Yeah. If I just stand there, someone will just fall in. I'm just relying on the fact that every other combatant will slip at some point.
There's also one of those chances that, you know, like when people hit their head and then they wake up and they speak Spanish or something like that. It could be that if you get your head hit hard enough, you could have incredible martial arts skills.
It's good to imagine that's the conversation the monks are having. They're like, this is our last resort. Okay, we're just going to whack him on the head with a pan.
Just whack him with a big oar and see what happens.
How?
Or maybe you're just really oily from not showering for a month, and then every time someone goes to punch you, it glances off.
I just imagine like Scorpion doing his big like get over here,
get over here,
weird tentacle thing from his hand,
yuck,
just wrapping around your neck but missing you, and like coming back and impaling himself.
Oh yeah, right.
Get over here. Like, oh no.
You know, as he does it, you're like, oh, a sandwich, and you duck and try and pick it up, and you're like, all day long, pick a sandwich up. You have good luck. Whatever.
I thought you were going to say, oh, sand. Like, a sandy level.
I mean, if you look at sand under a microscope, it's really beautiful.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you could be filled with wonder.
Maybe that's what I say as I pick it up and see the thing and bail him in his head. Did you know that if... Oh,
oh my God, someone called this guy a doctor.
Where'd his head go? He's just a skull. Shit.
Wow. So let's figure out a move set for me. Can we categorize the moveset into like an attack? You know what I mean? Like a special, an up B, effectively, that kind of thing.
Smash Bros.
Yeah, that's the only fighting categories I know.
Mortal Kombat, I guess, like, everyone just does punches and kicks.
Punches, kicks, and usually like an orb.
Projectile of some kind, whether it be a freezy ball or the get over here spear.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like maybe like a hellfire, also Scorpion. Revealing that I only know a couple of characters. Yeah. Even
Sonya
Johnny
Blade
Cage
has like an orb thing she throws. Johnny Cage also does the same thing. I think you might, just by entering Mortal Kombat, you get an energy source.
Oh, that's cool.
Wasn't there one where somebody, I think you might just hold down one of the buttons and go, la, and he would kind of just like fly kick through the air like that?
That's right. That's
bicycle
Liu
kick?
Kang.
Bicycle kick?
Yeah.
Okay, well, can my projectile attack be like I just slowly take off my clothes and hug him at it? So I've got you know, as many goes of that move as I have clothes on my body at that time.
So if you're a playable character, I imagine after you remove both shoes and your shirt, then your character refuses to move, and every time you enter, press a button, you're just like, I'm nude now.
With what? Ow. Ow. With what could I throw? No punches and kicks, because I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or maybe you can use them, but it just hurts me. if you go, you know, like...
So you punch, like it moves their health bar down a little, but your health bar down quite a lot.
By a quarter.
I like to imagine as well, you know, like obviously you can like attack and you end up in a position where you're like lying down and then you have to move to get up. If you crouch with me, I just slip and fall on my back. Then you have to get up. So don't crouch is the trick, you know.
Oh, if you're on your back, then you can kind of kick a bit and you get their shins. And that you're good at. Like that, you don't lose health.
The best move for me is to make me fall over and then kick with my shins. That's if you want. That's the Jackson strategy for winning with me in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, yeah. I think ankle biting could be a useful thing for you. If they start spinning you enough, your head could get close to their ankles.
Yeah. Oh, you can throw your glasses as well. But then the screen gets a bit blurry.
I'm blind now.
I'm nude and blind. Why have you done this to me? Why have you done this to me? Oh.
And then obviously a fatality needs to be the final thing to figure out. Uh-huh. Yeah. So
so we just need to ask, how would you kill a man?
Hey, that's true. All right.
I think it's mostly again through Mr. Magooing. Mm. So it has to be just like either a distraction. Mm-hmm. It's like maybe a thing that happens like when you lose and they're about to kill you with their fatality, you can almost do a counter where
fatality.
You're like, oh, look over there.
Yeah.
And then
so I kill them with their own fatality.
Yeah.
That's much better than what I was thinking, which was I just put my hand down their mouth. Yeah. Fatality. Well,
open up. I'm deep in here.
I have a 2-year-old who did that to me, and then I got quite sick with whatever disease he caught from daycare. So, you know,
maybe my fatality is like a long term one. I put my hand down their throat, pull it down, and they're like, oh, that was uncomfortable, but I'm fine. And I'm like, hey, fatality. They're like, what? And then you get, as the cutscene, them living the rest of their life, going home, getting sick, dying.
Yeah.
They're great.
It's like 3 weeks later, bam, and then they're in hospital.
Liu Kang, he's got a bit of a cough now. And then eventually, it kills him.
I never wash my hands.
Yeah. So that's, I guess, that's me. Do you think you could win the game with me? Would you pick me on the character select screen?
I mean,
it's hard mode. Definitely a hard mode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I would not pick you.
No.
Oh, okay.
It depends. I mean, if there was that if you had that oozing move of oozing oil.
Yeah.
I think there's a way that you could fall where that would kind of slide you into a low kick underneath, you know, a trip kind of low kick.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Like that. If you could just fall at a kind of...
Do a kind of like a half parabola? Pipe where I just continually slide underneath whoever I'm fighting.
Definitely in the half pipe battle place, in the skate bowl maybe, you would do unbelievably well.
If you're at the arcade and you're playing Mortal Kombat and you get to pick the level and the person you're playing against sees you pick me and the half pipe, they're like, come on, you're cheating.
Yeah. The reason the half pipe level's included is Tony Hawk entered the competition this year.
That's great because the great thing about picking Jackson is that he's frictionless. And he'll just keep sliding up and down.
The slippy boy.
You do the one move and you just take your hands off the controller.
Just I've built enough speed. He'll just do it himself.
And that's how I go.
Fatality.
Yeah. So
okay. Well, I think the reason I would enter the Mortal Kombat is in seeing, I guess, like Kung Lao using his hat as some kind of weapon. I would love to enter the competition to see what we can do with other articles of clothing as a kind of like, let's how can we improve the jacket so it's more deadly?
Yeah. Whoa. So this is kind of like a combat fashion designer mix blood sports kind of thing.
Yeah. Like maybe I want to try and get a deal with like Levi's or something like that.
Going to do like a Peaky Blinders thing where you put razor blades in your cap?
Well, this is...
That's what Kung Lao does, kind of. Kung Lao did it at first, Peaky Blinders. You can't trick us by setting your show before Mortal Kombat. Combat. Mm. That's bad.
Yeah.
That's, I think, what you thought you were signing up for.
That's what I was entering.
Mortal Kombat? Yeah, sign me up.
Okay. Mortal Kombat? Combat? Is that French? Yeah, I'm in.
Like Little Death.
Yeah, I get it. I am aware. Yeah.
So, like, maybe trying to get, like, some sponsorships from, like... Now, no, okay, who am I? So let's see. I was going to like upper end to like fashion stores, but realizing probably not. So Kmart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kmart, Target.
Target.
You think
it would
be a good
like
look
low
for Kmart
end.
To be like, our clothes can kill them? <man.
laughs> I think maybe we want to shift direction into a certain kind of clientele.
Can you talk
maybe?
Through how you're going to make a jacket deadly for us?
Well, this is what we need to kind of like R&D. And this is sort of like a conversation between Kmart, me, and some maniac. An engineer, I guess. Yeah.
You're not gonna pitch it as like deadly clothes. You're gonna pitch it to them as durable. People are looking for that when they're buying kids' clothes or whatever. I just need something that they can clothes that can last in the rough and tumble.
Yeah, that's
of,
true.
Of play.
Well, what if you make
of a blood sport?
A jacket so versatile and durable it killed jacks.
Well, I was gonna say, what if you made the jacket out of the same thing they make brass knuckles out of? Brass.
It's a really good idea.
Get a brass jacket, and then I guess you're hip and shoulder someone, but that's also you're very slow.
I am
brass pants.
Very,
too.
Very
stiff.
Slow.
Okay, so
extremely stiff.
Hang on, so Jackson. Mm-hmm. Pitch to me how you think pants made out of brass will work.
Are they beaded or is the whole thing brass?
I imagine it's like one item that you slot your leg
in. Yeah, that's how I was imagining it too. Now, just imagine walking.
Okay.
And what does that involve?
Okay, but what about if you have also brass suspenders on?
Uh-huh.
To keep them on your body.
Elastic suspenders?
I guess I would have to be. They couldn't
elastic,
be brass.
No,
well.
But elastic brass.
Yeah. Thank you. ATB gets it. You get elastic brass suspenders. Because what I'm thinking is that if you have brass pants on, they'll just fall down on the ground, trapping you. You know?
But how do you plan on moving your legs?
You walk like a duck or a penguin.
Waddle, if you will.
Yeah. But,
but
your pants are like...
You can walk with stiff legs.
I don't know if you can walk with legs that are encased in metal.
You could do it.
You might be able to play your pants like a beautiful horn.
Oh my god!
Distract them.
Yeah, you know it's a classic bard move. Yeah. I don't know if a lot of people send bards into the Mortal Kombat.
You get out there, Liu Kang's like, this idiot's got brass pants, and then you're like, wait a second.
Whop, whop, whop,
whop, whop, Liu Kang whop, whop, screams whop, whop, and becomes a whop, skeleton. Brass, my one weakness.
He played his
big band music. Oh, I'm dying.
He played those brass pants like a beautiful horn.
Okay.
So, we like your idea, but what about brass pants. You can play like a beautiful horn.
It's not bad. I was thinking like a jacket that's heavily weighted.
Okay.
And so you can kind of do
can
that.
You play it like a beautiful horn?
Unfortunately, I mean, we could try and put some things into it. So I guess we're moving away from sponsorship from Kmart into like some sort of music store.
The Cat Empire.
It's Scar now.
Yeah. Real Big Fish have been irrelevant for too long. Yeah. They're trying to come back by coming through blood sports and I guess making their own instruments.
Yeah.
Look. I thought I was onto a winner there, but get back to me.
Okay. With a weighted jacket, is your plan to just like throw it at your opponent and it weighs them down?
Well, potentially. I'm realizing that maybe I'm not the right man to enter this competition. We probably need someone who is more physically able to do these things.
Yeah.
I've seen this on like, you know, videos where people kind of that weird move where they take their jacket off and they kick it off and it lands on like a hat stand and it's like very impressive.
Yeah.
I could never do that. Not in a million years.
Well, what about if you get really... Because like I'm thinking, so weighted jacket, sure. Mm-hmm. That's good. Weighted is, I think, the important part here. And then I'm thinking about how comfortable a weighted blanket is.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Oh. Instantly, it makes you want to fall asleep. Yeah. So you just need to get strong arms so you can throw it once.
Yes.
It lands on whomever.
Baraka.
He's like, oh, I'm calm.
Oh, goes I'm cozy.
To sleep. Yeah.
I don't want to stab you anymore. He goes to sleep.
Yeah.
I snap his neck.
Yeah.
Yes. Your fatality is snapping the neck of a person whom is asleep.
Which, is it more wrong? Is it more wrong to kill a sleeping person?
No. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people say they want to die in their sleep.
Yeah, that's true. You're just making dreams come true.
Yeah, like this is kind of a kindness, if you will, to say Baraka or anyone else, because they're in a blood sport and they're like ready to
they
fight.
They know the score.
And they know the score.
Yeah.
And
they are, in theory, trying to kill you.
Yeah. And then if I'm like, hey, have a weighted blanket, have a pillow, maybe get a memory foam pillow, maybe just become the comfort boy.
Surround them with their loved ones.
Their loved ones.
you realize this is the same strategy a Jigglypuff would use in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, exactly. exactly.
Get like a Google Play and be like, okay, Google, play relaxing sounds.
That'd play be white noise.
Yeah, play white. Okay, Google, play 8 hours of a tumble dryer.
Yeah.
Get that going.
What's great is that all of your moves are like, you've got no combat moves. You just need to avoid getting hit for long enough to place all of these down.
Yeah. And then when they're comfy and like surrounded by their loved ones, drifting to sleep,
yeah, snap their neck. Yeah, exactly. Because like you're saying, everybody wants to die in their sleep surrounded by those they love.
Maybe I have another, like, in terms of move set, like it's a close one, it's a bit of a grapple,
yeah.
But I come with like melatonin pills.
Oh, yeah.
You just kind of put them in their mouth and rub their neck like a dog. And then hopefully they'll fall asleep.
Yeah.
So.
Yes?
Yes.
The loved ones.
Yes.
What if you then have to fight them because this isn't what they want? Or are they on board because it's a blood sport?
I mean, they got to be on board.
The nicest way for anyone you know to die is in their sleep surrounded by those they love.
But not with a broken neck.
I can smother them. Is that the problem?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I get it.
There you go.
The loved ones look to each other. Such a beautiful.
Or if we want to
so
be
peaceful,
or if we want to make it like a team sport,
yeah.
Everyone can hold down the pillow, their loved together. Ones included together.
Yeah.
I like that. It's really nice. It's less about me doing it and more trying to. And look, what's more like me than delegating?
Yeah, exactly.
So then I can get the loved ones to hold down the pillow. Maybe I try and find one of the most talented, like musical loved ones, and they can play like a beautiful serenade as they go off.
Maybe you could just give the loved one some brass pants. They could play like a beautiful horn.
Oh, now we're talking turkey.
Well, I'm wondering if, you know, because you're like, yeah, you don't want to be snapping their neck, right? Because that's not, you don't want to be, when you're surrounded by your loved ones, you don't want to be killed in that way. But could you get their cholesterol so high?
That's a good idea.
So that it's not directly tied to you. They are dying of natural causes from their own lifestyle.
Yep.
But you are the direct.
So you're just, instead of throwing out comfort items, you're throwing out like hamburgers and cigarettes?
Yeah.
Hamburgers, cigarettes, like toast with like a lot of butter on it.
That's step one. And then step two is them to die in their sleep, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Through just an aneurysm or a heart attack.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
But then you're not.
It's a beautiful way to go. So
plus,
peaceful.
I think then you'd stop the Mortal Kombat because they'd be like, "Who is to blame?" Here?
Yeah.
Did you beat them or?
If I'm like, well, before you hit me, have this big plate of like a spaghetti carbonara.
Yeah.
Are they really gonna want to punch me when they're full of carbs and a little bit sleepy?
That's true.
And then that's when we get the weighted blanket and
pancakes would be a great way to.
Cigarette pancakes.
Cigarette
pancakes. A box of wine.
Yeah.
A box of wine and cigarette pancakes. It's funny, pancakes put you to sleep, yet people associate it with breakfast, which is the opposite of going to sleep.
Mm. Yeah, that is interesting. Well, you said funny.
It is funny.
That is really funny.
I think there's something in that.
Yeah.
Pancakes.
Yeah. So
they make us tired.
Yeah.
But we eat it for breakfast. Thoughts?
Well, are you doing a show at Comedy Festival? Delicious Pancake Hour?
Okay.
Meals. What are they
Who are they trying to feed in this economy?
Did I have to pay to get in?
Maybe I'll do an Edinburgh Fringe style show of pay what you want, but you can take money.
You put down a hat and your wallet.
Just a bucket full of gold coins.
And people
can take as much as they want as they walk out.
Yeah. And look, I know the cash is hard to come by, so if you have like a square thing, I'll happily tap and go. It's fine. I get it.
Sorry. Sorry about that. Tap the card.
Tap.
People going like, so you're saying to them, how much do you want to take out? And they go like, well, 55. And you go, okay, here you go, 10. Like, it's much slower than just the 10.
Thank you for coming to Joel Dusher is Confused by Meals. Hopefully next year something good might happen.
I thought it would be funnier than it was, yes.
Yeah. I just really thought I was onto a winner with like the fact that pancakes make you tired.
Yeah, we saw the show.
Please, no more.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to go check out Jackson Bailey show Cigarette Pancakes.
Oh, this is disgusting.
Does he smoke them or does he eat them?
He puts them in the pancake, lights them, and then eats them. Oh, ow.
It's hot.
That's hot but cool.
Have I earned your respect, audience?
As far as I can imagine you putting them in a pancake, lighting all the cigarettes and trying to blow them out like it's a birthday cake, but it not working because that's not really how cigarettes work.
And they're getting so frustrated I start crying on stage.
Smoke just, alarm goes off.
Really red water. Face from blowing.
Someone get me out of here.
Someone, there's silence in the crowd. Will there be refunds? No!
The hardest part, I think, would be eating the ashed pancakes. Yeah. We'd just be like, it's pure carbon.
I'm in the audience. Syrup. Is that making you tired?
You should see Joel Dusha's show. That give you context for this show.
So I guess making them carb sleepy, getting them comfortable, and then either snapping their neck.
Or Jackson's sleep. Alternative method, watching their cholesterol go so high they die of sky. Air quotes.
natural causes.
Yeah. Just encourage them of the poor choices. Like, hey, do you really want to train today?
Yeah.
You don't need to. Mm. Have this burger instead.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a good strategy. Again, I probably wouldn't pick you, but...
So, your special move is lifestyle change.
Yeah. Yeah. But for the worse.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, like a life coach, but wrong.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I think coaches can coach you in the wrong direction.
Yeah, that's true.
Coach is neutral.
Yeah. There are coaches to losing teams. Yeah. The worst team on everything has a coach.
That's true.
All a coach is directing you. There's no specific direction.
A short life coach. How's that?
Short life coach.
Yeah. That's how I'll brand myself.
But he can still, a short life coach could still give you a really good short life.
Yeah.
That's true. Exactly. That's true.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Just brief. Yeah. Live fast, die young, bad girls do it well. That's
the one.
That's it. That's what they've always said.
Yeah.
And now a quick word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
We have a lot of fun here at Sans Pants Radio, but to relax, I like to yell at or just generally bully my good friend slash enemy, Jackson. And I've found the best way to do that is to give him a little responsibility and watch him fail miserably. That's why I love recording our show, Jackson Bailey Spooks America. Jackson, an avid amateur cryptozoologist and UFO enthusiast, loves to chat about supposed sightings and strange phenomena. And I love to mock him for not properly researching things or only looking into them 10 minutes before we start recording. It's good fun and the best way for me to unwind after a long day doing actual work. So if that sounds right for you, head on over to sanspantsradio.com and sign up for any level of our SansPants Plus subscription today.
Basically, listening to both of your ideas and also thinking about my favorite Mortal Kombat fighter, who is Johnny Cage. And for anyone who doesn't know, Johnny Cage's motivations to entering the Mortal Kombat tournament, which I think I said at the start of this episode, but honestly, I can't remember, is that he is a movie star whose career is starting to dwindle because there's rumors that he isn't legit and doesn't do his own stunts because the stunts in his movies have gotten so extreme that no one believes it. Yeah. So he enters a tournament to fight to the death where he fights actual gods, a Hollywood actor, just to prove that his movies are legit.
It's incredible.
So that's good. I'm going to enter Mortal Kombat to prove a point also that killing a man is difficult. Both the weight on my conscience and the act of doing so is hard.
Does that mean, and I think there's the same in Mortal Kombat, you basically get two rounds. Yeah. So you kill them in the first round, you got to kill them in the second round.
Well, no, it's a...
It's best out of three.
Yeah, best out of three. And there's no option to kill them after the first round.
That's what I was going to say, but it's yours. You kill them in the first round automatically, but then the second round you have to grapple with the emotional weight.
Well, no, I imagine that so if you play as me and you win in the first round,
yeah,
that's fine. But then in the second round, if you're winning and it gets closer and closer to the fatality moment, my character starts like slowing down and really
you do a little sick up on yourself from the stress.
I don't know if I can do it, man.
Yeah. Like you're getting more sweaty. Yeah. Like grappling is harder.
Yeah.
That seems, and that I feel like it would be really satisfying to actually kill someone then, because I'd be like, I pushed through it and I took care of it.
My fatality is stabbing through the eye with a sword. I have a sword.
Yeah, okay.
You gotta like press X to execute fatality. Then it's like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you really sure?
Maybe
it's not too late to back out.
Yeah.
Press yes if you want to not kill them.
Can you not kill them? Can you just go?
Yeah.
I guess in a way you're killing two people because you're killing the person and the kind, gentle soul within yourself.
Yes, correct.
Does it get easier? So if I'm going...
Oh, absolutely. Okay. After the first one, it's easier. There's no hesitation.
That's cool that there's a weird wrong lesson.
The only thing that's changed is the amount of holes in the ground, my friend.
Just got to get over the hump, the death hump, and you're good.
You know? After the first fatality is like, that was difficult. I'm already going to prison. Might as well go out on top.
Is that your, because this is something we should figure out for me and Dammit as well. You know, the like you won screen where you do like a cool move and say a line. Is that your line?
My first line will be like, why have you done this to me?
Yeah.
And then the second time will be like, it was easier now.
In for a penny.
Yeah, in for a penny. That's good. Maybe less it's easier now because maybe it is. Because I'm just thinking like in movie trajectories, there's a lot of times, or even like some video games occasionally do it, where like the character really grapples with like the first killing and then
after that. Whew,
yeah, easy. Like turning on the light switch.
Yeah. Water for ducks back.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but maybe we'll go a little harder than that. There's like, I don't know, let's say like 8 fights in the tournament. Maybe after the first 3, then my character becomes really nonchalant.
Yeah, that's good.
Maybe it's like there's blood on my hands and...
No, I think you got to do it in like a bit of stages. The first one is the grappling with... Grappling with...
Grappling
with the weight of killing someone. The second one, you're almost comatose. Like you're shocked.
Yeah.
So you can't really do much. Like the second fight's always going to be harder for you.
Because you are in shock.
But then
third one, you're like, you're coming out of it.
This is actually fun. And then maybe going through some stages of grief.
Denial.
Like, I didn't kill him, did I? Like, he was going to die anyway. He had high cholesterol. Like, that was not on me.
Yeah.
And by the time you're hurting deeply inside, I think you'll want other people to feel that pain.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to get that sweet spot of anger and stay there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there'll be PTSD and stuff that. Yeah, and so you will often snap and then you'll probably have sort of, black spots in your memory.
You can't remember. Yeah. Some things you'll go, it'll be like, Joel Dusha versus whatever. And then it'll just be like victory. And you'll be like, I didn't remember any of that.
Next to you will just be a person whose skin is open for some reason.
And maybe occasionally, maybe the last couple levels, it'll just occasionally take me straight back to the start.
Yeah.
Of reliving that same fatality over and over again.
Or it's like you always start and it's the second fight.
Yeah. Like you've already done it.
And then it's just and kind of like, it's weird. Every time I play as Joel Dusha, it's always one less fight.
Yeah.
But then towards the end, things get real weird.
Yeah. And then maybe if you pick you again, after beating it once, it's just like straight to the end and you do a victory pose and cough out someone's teeth or whatever. And you're like, what's happened to this man?
Yeah. Once you're eating people's jaws, I think that's it.
Just embrace that
if
demon.
If you beat the game as me, it just comes up, do you feel like a big man?
Yes, no.
I know, but that's when you've really found your voice, Like once you're just sort of waking up and you've eaten parts of bones that, I think.
Eating teeth is really a moment you can't come back from. Because even eating human flesh, sometimes you need to or whatever.
You can bounce back.
But eating teeth, you're like, I did that for the thrill of the game. There was no...
The crunch. I did it for the crunch.
There's no reason
the
to eat
of the
teeth.
Crunch.
Woo!
I mean, there's nothing crunchier than teeth.
There really isn't.
Because you're getting two crunches at the same time. Oh. Their teeth and your teeth.
And it's cool because if you're proving your teeth are superior. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's awesome.
Not only are they still attached to your face, they're beating these weak teeth.
Really, the best way to compare teeth, I think, would be if you did like a Spider-Man kiss and you got their whole chin in your chin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you had their, and they had the vice versa, and then you bit down.
Yeah,
it's surprising that too many teeth that, in your mouth. It's surprising
that that type of fighting doesn't already exist, yeah. Where it's two people trying to bite off each other's bottom jaw. Yeah,
yeah. That is shocking to me that no one has done that before.
I mean, in all, you know, like UFC is supposed to be,
yeah.
The you know, MMA is supposed to be the uniting of all fighting styles, yet yeah. Not one fighter who does that yet has appeared who dangles from the ceiling.
Yeah, when they introduce, they're like, you know, this person, mixed martial arts, you know, karate or whatever, Jackson, biting off bottom jaw.
Bottom jaw biting style.
Yeah, and I come down, yeah, on a rope upside down.
What? What is the optimal mouth for this? Is it a big bottom yeah. jaw and a small upper jaw?
Well, you want to have a wide enough mouth that you can fit a whole chin in.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I could get Douche's chin in my mouth.
No, that's but right. You also want it yeah. kind of like long so you can get their, like, your teeth over their teeth and then to yeah. bite down.
Yeah. A lot of chins are deceptively big though because there's kind of there's either hair yeah. or flesh there that actually, once you sink your teeth into, you'll penetrate quite quickly.
Yeah, very true. And then you'll just get down to bone. Jawbone and tooth.
Yeah.
And then if you're powerful enough, you'll bite the whole jaw off.
And that's when you win.
Yeah. Then you shake hands and you say, good fight, yep. old chap.
Just the sensation of like
tooth
your
on tooth,
tooth or teeth bad. Just slamming into other teeth and then yanking with your mouth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like
unpleasant.
Neck.
Yeah.
Because yeah, like the sensation of hitting teeth when you're kissing someone,
yeah.
which is just like a relatively gentle tap, yeah. sucks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So imagine the violent, like intentional violence.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. Like, okay, this crazy maniac is biting my flesh, and that hurts. No, no, no,
no. That's, you wouldn't even be thinking about that. You'd oh, be yeah. thinking about tooth on tooth action. That's, yeah. that's where you would.
Not me. I'll be thinking about the win.
Yeah, I think that one of the most satisfying parts would be if you're biting into somebody else's jaw.
Yeah,
yeah.
And your teeth slide in the gap between
yes!
their teeth.
Yes!
And you're like, yes, I got him. Because now you're him. Locked in.
Yeah.
And then you go for the like the final chomp to
what
break
do you
through
do?
The bone.
You yeah. put your feet up on him and push backwards.
So you're doing like a backflip off their chest with yeah. their jawbone in your mouth.
Which I don't think is possible given the way we've decided yeah,
yeah.
this.
Oh, that's the way we or the way you.
Yeah, but maybe there's another person above you that you're, who's trying
it's
to a, bite off your feet or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's a
like
tag
that.
Team.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you're locked in, hanging from the ceiling, locked in. The other person's standing on the ground, and then your tag team person just runs up and does like a double kick in their stomach.
Yeah. Go on. And then it's whoever. We get two double kicks in the stomach, yeah. and whoever separates, you know, sort of wins.
That's really nice.
Yeah, I think yeah, that'd be really cool. Nice. Yeah, maybe that's maybe I'll pivot and I'll just do that.
Yeah. So that's a great Mortal Kombat move. Set
fatality,
yeah, yeah, fatality, unpleasant thought experiment. Yeah. It's all there.
Gore's forearms will not stand a chance against
no,
this.
No, yeah, he ain't got four jaws.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Scorpion could do it because he's got that rope in his yeah, arm or
true.
Whatever, and so he could shoot to the sky.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then, you know,
yeah.
or to the.
But well, Scorpions would be easy to get because he is a man who is just a skull face.
Yeah,
yeah exactly.
But
yeah.
To worry his skeleton too much face about... is on fire.
Well, that could yeah. be singed.
Hot mouth
indeed.
Hot yeah. tongue.
But you need a lot of sort of like jungle curries and things like that first to just yeah, kind of yeah. prepare your mouth.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
The
I wouldn't even notice it. I just feel delicious bone on bone. That's all.
You know what the problem is with eating fire though? It's yeah. when it comes out later
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wrecks the toilet. All of the water dissolves. You get hot steam up your arsehole. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the worst.
That is the worst part of shitting
yeah.
actual fire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My asshole.
Yeah, your both cheeks are red raw from the heat. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Initially, it's pleasant, but then it gets yeah. a bit too much.
Can't wear pants.
You're yeah, only no. really training your mouth for the heat. You're not the flesh of your soft behind.
Yeah, no.
Gentile behind. Gentile. I mean, your butt's not Jewish.
Could be.
Yeah. Yeah. It could be. I'm not saying it's not okay for your butt to be Jewish. I'm saying this person in this scenario.
In this one
their
situation.
Butt is not Jewish.
Jackson, yeah.
Yeah. I don't have a Jewish butt. That's true. It's agnostic,
only my,
if anything.
Only my mom's butt was Jewish. So technically it has to be your dad's butt is Jewish in order for your butt to be Jewish.
Right, that's how it works. Yeah.
That's it.
But, so, okay, so jaw biting aside, JB, what's your reason?
Well, I think there was, you know, the reality show Married at First Sight in Australia. Yes. I think this year when they were doing it, they were trying to not get anybody who was in it for just the fame for being an Instagram influencer.
Yeah, sure.
And so because they banned those people from doing that, I'm going into Mortal Kombat for the for the Instagram follows.
That's good. What hashtag would you use?
I don't know, beauty, you know, hashtag beautiful, hashtag blessed. I don't know. Yeah. Feels like, I don't know if Mortal Kombat would help, but I mean, no, it probably would.
It would.
Yeah, it would definitely help.
I guess it depends on the viewership that it's getting. You know?
Well, you might get a different subset of viewers.
Well, that's right. And that's what you hope. A lot of people who a lot of the time aren't thinking about how beautiful they are.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I think that a lot of my special powers would come from the artificial things that I've had put, you know, the work done that I've had to my body, sort of the fake abs put in.
Yeah.
The fake ass, a big sort of plump fake ass.
Very plump. Very beautiful.
Yeah. But, you know, to have it so that you can still squeeze the ass.
Yeah, of course.
And get that, you know, so, you know, the use juiciness. It as a kind of like as a vice, you know, breaking walnuts, but then bigger things, you know?
Yeah.
So you guys. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. As you know, Blue Kang goes in for a punch, you pivot your character
absolutely
between the cheeks, and you crush his hand like
imagine,
a walnut.
You know,
hashtag blast.
You jump and you're horizontal.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Your butt facing the sky.
Sure.
Yep.
Right, and the arm is not just in. It's not like the hand gets stuck in.
Yeah.
It's the whole arm is the length of the butt.
Yeah. Okay.
Through along the crack like that. And then you grab that whole arm.
Yeah.
Oh.
You rip off Jax's fresh new metal
arm.
No. Because it still has a flesh connection to the
for
metal.
Sure.
So it's like he's not protected from
a butt yanking off his body.
And also if you're going for metal arms, and can an ass be so juicy that Jax's metal arm is crushed?
I think so. I think absolutely.
It's like dropping, like, I mean, getting it in my butt.
Yeah.
In between my two butt cheeks is like dropping his arm to the bottom of the
Mariana Trench.
Yeah.
Crush your solid mass. Yeah. Like it crumples in. And you just effectively shit it out in front of him. And
well, it's not entering the anus.
No, but visually for
it would
Jack,
for a moment look like I am just standing there shitting.
Yeah.
But actually he realizes the turd is actually his crumpled arm.
Yeah. And that's going to be a demoralizing moment.
Man, did that guy just shit iron? No, wait, that's my arm!
Yeah.
Go to such a, you're like, oh no! Oh no, they just miss because you're missing an arm.
And I think a benefit to sort of getting punched in the face for me
Sure.
be every bone that they crush is just another bit that I can get reconstructed to be closer to my perfect shape.
So you're kind of getting punched beautiful.
So your perfect shape. What is that?
Well, that's what we're discovering along the way. It's sort of, I guess it gets, you know, there are limits to what how the skin can sort of be reshaped and
Your ideal beauty is like a like an old apple, but, I guess.
I suppose. I mean, I guess. Eventually, I would want to be looking like Michael Jackson was near the end.
Oh, yeah.
So I was thinking go the other way and just become something that's just the other. Like it's not human, like a big tube.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Muscles. Yeah. Well, you know, I saw that once on a documentary where they were talking about body modification and the guy was just, he was getting a bigger and bigger scrotum.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And cool. And it's just that thing where eventually, like, he pulled out and he showed it to you.
Yeah.
And it was just like, two giant water balloons. Like, I mean, like, it was all in one bag.
Yeah.
But it was just, it's no longer trying to have big testicles. It's to just have something big and something different.
Well, if you do that to your whole body, then surely the moment you're punched once, you pop like a water balloon.
Absolutely.
And they're like, I'm out.
Yeah.
That was horrible. I quit.
Then the closer you are to a balloon,
right,
the closer you are to being able to be shaped into any animal.
Oh my God. Balloon animals.
That's true. Balloon animal scrotums.
Yeah.
You shape your scrotum into the form of, say, a wolf.
Yeah.
Now you just get dragged along by your nut wolf or whatever. Yeah.
Your nut wolf.
And that kills.
As it tears into Sub-Zero's neck or whatever.
Yeah. Because it's important. If you actually reach the optimal balloon shape. Yeah, you're, well, especially in this situation, your scrotum.
Yeah.
It actually gains sentience. So
yeah.
We don't know that.
You'll take on the properties of the animal that you are ballooning.
Yeah, it's essentially Beast Boy. From DC.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed. Yeah, blessed boy. Yeah. which would be my name in the
Of course.
Hashtag blessed boy.
I can't wait to see ATB win Mortal Kombat. Hashtag blessed boy. Hashtag wolf scrotum. You know. It's really horrible to imagine because it's not like it doesn't have teeth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To imagine like nuts in the shape of a wolf biting your neck. Yeah. I don't know what that would feel like.
I think
I can't fathom.
You know, it's like being in prison.
Yeah.
If you fold something enough times, you can get it hard like a knife.
Yeah.
And so it's sort of a scrotal origami. Essentially. That's what balloon animaling is.
Yeah.
Basically, it's just sort of rubber and air origami.
Yeah, for sure. And that's, you know, I think in a way, you're not only entering Mortal Kombat and impressing everybody, you're kind of advancing science in a lot of ways.
Science,
too.
Anatomy.
Yeah.
You know, I would be, even though I'm becoming the perfect human, that's my goal.
Mm-hmm.
I am sort of greater than human. Eventually,
yeah, of course.
Once you're the greatest, you're actually above humans.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so whilst you are a human, you're still, you're above them. You know, you know, there's never a clear separation between one species and another. You know, any new species, their mom was of that of the other species, and you're the new species.
Exactly, and that's you.
It's your ascent to godhood, basically.
And
the moment that your origami wolf scrotum just rips the neck out of an actual god like Raiden.
Yeah.
It's confirmation that you, not only are you above humanity, but you are actually above God.
And that's
pretty nice to think. And if I get to go sit on his cloud or whatever he does.
That would be cool.
I already for sure get to do that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, think of how nice that would be to have your gigantic scrotum resting on a fluffy cloud.
Oh, here's what I fear for you is that as your scrotum gets more and more powerful, you, ATB, will get weaker and weaker and weaker, smaller and smaller and more shriveled.
Just sort of looking a bit like a shrimp just on top of a sack of flesh.
Like, like a grapevine where the grape is so huge and then the vine is kind of withered.
Yeah, yeah, that's how
I
imagine.
Yeah.
I'm scared of this nightmare situation where maybe your scrotum becomes so big and so malleable and you become so dehydrated and drained that maybe you and your scrotum switch. And you become the scrotum of this new human.
Yeah.
I think that would make sense. Yeah, eventually I will just dangle beneath it. Like sort of clinging to it like a new kangaroo that's just born. Heading up to the pouch, but I'm not heading anywhere.
No, you're just dangling.
And you will be expected to become a wolf. Yeah. And you will bite the neck out of a god.
Eventually this god, you know, creature who was my scrotum at one point, will go to its own sort of scrotal Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
And it will look for an advantage to win that, and the secret will lay within me, who is there shriveled, and it will start feeding me salt water or whatever I was putting in my ass and scrotum to plump it up. And it could be gel.
It could be a saline solution. Yeah. We don't know. And then eventually, and it's a kind of beautiful cycle in a way.
As we each kind of give each other a leg up.
Yeah.
And then, you know, eventually I'll go to sort of
scrotal
shrimp. I think
entire religions will be built around this.
Exactly. It's how to, you know, achieve oneness within yourself.
Basically,
how to see the God within you.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah,
it really
and then
is.
You eventually get a book deal.
Yes! Exactly. 100,000 followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yes!
Goal achieved. Yeah. I mean, you'll never be satisfied, but you know.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Still pretty good. It's nothing to sneeze at. Nothing to sneeze at. I can't fathom what your fatality looks like. Or any possible moves.
You know, just imagine a man being eaten by a nutsack.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I think if you think about I guess the ring can only be so big.
Yeah, true.
And if you're on one of those ones where it's surrounded by a fall on the on either side,
you're just
bringing in my scrotum.
From off screen.
Push out the competition.
And eventually, on the character select screen, there'll be you and your scrotum taking up two little boxes. Yeah. It's just that big, can't contain it all. I guess I'd pick you.
Yeah. I'm definitely picking Blessed Boy.
Hashtag Blessed Boy. None of the other ones really are.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever reach enlightenment with any of the characters at all.
But I can imagine reaching enlightenment with Hashtag Blessed Boy and his powerful nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Nice.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
And I've been Alistair Tremblay Burchell.
And Alistair, yeah. You have a comedy festival show coming on.
Like, oh, natural good one, maybe.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Look, let's hope so. It's looking pretty good. It's called Teleport. I'm doing it with Andy Matthews. Mm-hmm. While this doesn't seem like a selling point, it's a fake engineering presentation,
uh-huh,
where it's two guys who are kind of dumb, kind of brilliant engineers,
mm-hmm,
who are trying to sell the audience, who are potential investors, teleportation technology.
Ah,
but you know what? Excited. Something might go wrong along the way.
Oh, no!
Yeah, it could be a real craze fest.
And speaking of you and Andy, yeah, you have two podcasts.
Yeah, well, that's right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for reminding me.
No worries.
We have a podcast called The Pop Test, which is part of the ABC Radio National, which seems very legit, which is a science quiz. And we have a bunch of guests, comedians, and then scientists on, and we talk about a big topic, but we summarize it through dumb questions.
Yep.
And then we have our passion project, which is just two in the think tank, which is just me and Andy coming up with comedy sketch ideas, and it's very fun.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of SansPants guests on that. So yeah, look, yeah. If you're looking SansPants for an in, pick one of those episodes.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I feel like there's a lot of crossover in the kinds of things that we do.
Oh, for yes, sure.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me on this wonderful podcast. Program is what I refer to. It's a program.
Y'all ready for this? Hey, are you just fucking starving for new SansPants content? Like, you've listened to every episode of D&D is for Nerds twice, you've devoured all of Shut Up a Second, you can recite Plumbing the Death Star episodes word for word. Well, do you know where there's a bunch of extra content you haven't heard yet? SansPants Plus. For as little as $5 a month, you can gain access to an arseload of new shows. Just an arseload. Want to hear me get bullied as I try to explain unsolved mysteries and monster sightings? Baby, that's Jackson Bailey Spooks America. You want to hear Adam guide you lovingly and gently through the confusing world of D&D? Well, guess what, son? That's Hey D&D, it's me, Adam. And that's just the tip, the very tip of the iceberg. So head to SansPantsRadio.com/plus and sign up today for more content than you frankly deserve.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president. You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.